Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful hadith, a beautiful prophetic hadith narrated from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this hadith is about courage, and specifically it explains who is the most courageous of people in according to religion. Right. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Shall I tell you," he was addressing a group of people, he said, "shall I tell you who is the toughest and strongest from amongst you?" The people, his audience, they replied, "Yes, O Messenger of Allah, do tell us." So the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ then said, "The strongest and toughest of you is he who, when he is happy, his happiness does not lead him to committing a sin or anything wrong." When he's happy, when this person is happy, or when he encounters good fortune, let's say he gets a raise or he gets a promotion at work, right? It isn't, you know, at this time, this is a time, a very delicate time, he doesn't sin and disobey God. He doesn't say, "Hey, you know, let's go celebrate," and, you know, in his celebration of this promotion or this new job, you know, he goes and does something wrong. For example, God forbid, he goes and he drinks alcohol or consumes alcohol, you know, or does something else. Rather, he's always vigilant of the orders of God, the prescriptions of religion, and he doesn't break them in his happiness. Then the Prophet said, "And when he gets angry, his anger does not prevent him from speaking the truth." Okay? If he gets angry, right, and, you know, at the time of anger is, you know, a very delicate time as well, it's possible that this person might sin at this time. For example, he might lie, right, in order to vanquish his enemy, which he is angry at, who he's angry with, right? So he doesn't do this. This is just an example mentioned in the hadith, lying. You know, it doesn't specifically about this. It could be any kind of sin. And then finally, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "And when he is empowered in any way," when he's given power, when he achieves and arrives at a station of authority, let's say that, for example, you know, he's given a promotion at work and now he's the boss of everybody. When he's given power, he does not take hold of that which is not lawfully his. Let's say that, you know, he takes part in an election, right, and he gets he's elected as a representative of the people. Right, this is a time when he can easily misuse his power, right? And he could, you know, steal from the people, from the public treasury, or from the people, right? So the Prophet said at this time, this person, you know, he should control his emotions and his, you know, tendencies and not disobey God. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the most courageous of people, in the words of the Prophet Muhammad, as a person who does not disobey God when he is happy or angry or when he is empowered. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.